Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Sean Murphy's here. Sean's, yeah, I know, I'm excited too. Sean's back. He's the author of The Optimistic Workplace and CEO and founder of Switch and Shift, instructor at Sacramento State College, and he's our good friend, Sean Murphy. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So, Sean, one thing that we all love, we all love to get feedback, don't we? It's just so exciting. It makes us feel so good when somebody walks up and taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hey, Jim, I need to give you some feedback."
Yeah.
We love that, don't we?
We just relish in it, absolutely.
I'm really good at sarcasm. I hope you've noticed that, but... So,
I'm right there with you.
What are we going to do about it? Is feedback, can we do without it? Can we do without feedback?
Well, if you want a successful business, no. You need to have a good culture of feedback. Because people need to know what they're doing that's working, and they need to know what they're doing that's not. And it's up to the business owner to make sure that people are not exempt from getting good or constructive feedback.
Right. Well, and of course, feedback is agnostic, isn't it? It can go either way.
In a strong culture, absolutely. If it doesn't go the other way, you know, if it's only coming from the leader to the employee, you know, it doesn't create a sense of trust, and that trust is, you know, essential for so many outcomes for the business to be successful, whether it be, you know, good customer interactions, people taking care of the business assets, to making sure that people get along well.
What are the elements of a successful feedback culture?
Yeah, so there's an acronym that I like to teach people, and so the acronym is SAID, S-A-I-D, and it starts with this. When you're sitting down to give feedback, make sure the situation is clear. You know, the other day when we were with the customer, then the second step is the action. So what was actually done? So the other day we were with the customer, and you were pushing the customer to buy right away. And then the I is the impact. So what was the impact of that action? And the impact was the customer, you know, was unhappy with the way that we were interacting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final is do. What are we going to do now? Now that we know that this isn't working, we've got to do something differently.
So I like the way you approach this, because this turns what could just be a complaint session. It could just be, you know, hauling someone up on the rack and, you know, and drawing a quarter of them. It turns it into something productive, doesn't it?
And that's what good feedback does, is it actually invites a conversation. The person doesn't get defensive, and the person who's giving the feedback can actually relax a little, knowing that there's a balance to what they're sharing with the person.
When I've talked to employees about, when I give them feedback, if they you know, they fall short of something, you know, I've tried to say, okay, you know, if you remember, we talked about this. This was something you did this, and it wasn't what we talked to, what is our standard, what we've asked you to do, and you didn't do it again. And even though we've talked about it, you know, I would remind them that this isn't the first time we've talked about it. Then I would say, Let me tell you how that how it manifests, what your actions, how they manifested in the company and the impact that they had. And I might not go through all four of the steps, but if I did, it might be very fast. But I would just say, you know, and then when I got on the air, you know, it caused me this concern, and it made us not look good, or something like that, you know. And they need all that, don't they? And otherwise, it's just, you know, why did you mess up?
Right, and I think one of the things that you're talking about there are consequences as well. So. We've talked about this before, and you're not doing what we agreed to be mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. So if this continues, this is what's going to happen. And I think a lot of times we leave out the consequence portion.
Yep. Well, and also you can share the consequences. If I don't do my job, you don't get paid.
You know? The bottom line.
And so
right?
If you don't do your job, I can't do my job, and therefore you figure the rest of the math out. Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.